USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Nearly a dozen female veterans have won their party's midterm nomination for seats in the House and Senate. Arizona's GOP Senate candidate, Congresswoman Martha McSally, is one of the 30 female veterans who have campaigned for Congress this year.
People are tired of career politicians, and that's why us veterans are stepping up, because we care about our country and service and honor and sacrifice and getting the mission done, too.
President Trump has threatened to tear up the North American Free Trade Agreement if Canada doesn't concede to new terms. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka discussed the issue on Fox News Sunday.
Our economies are integrated. The three countries in North America, the economy's pretty integrated. And it's pretty hard to see how that would work without having Canada in the deal.
Trumka says his federation is anxious to have NAFTA reworked, calling the 1994 agreement devastating to American workers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Meghan McCain's stunning eulogy for her father was laced with grief, anger, pride, and love. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, speaking on ABC's This Week Sunday, said he was especially impressed with the comments from former Senator Joe Lieberman.
Joe Lieberman didn't rebuke President Trump at all yesterday in his remarks and focused on his friend John McCain and the extraordinary man that he was, the extraordinary sense of humor he had.
McCain laid to rest today at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says he's very worried about the situation with North Korea. Panetta tells ABC's This Week that President Trump and Kim Jong-un's summit was doomed to fail because there was no prep work required for such a meeting.
What needs to be done now, because it wasn't done before, is the basic diplomatic work that looks at all of the issues that are involved here, puts them all on the table.
Trump recently announced that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's planned trip to North Korea was canceled because of insufficient progress ending the regime's nuclear program. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
California is about to implement another first-of-its-kind law, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
California lawmakers sending a measure to the Governor Jerry Brown that would require California-based public companies to have at least one woman on their boards by the end of 2019. That bill would also require as many as three women by the end of 2021, depending on the size of the board. A study from PricewaterhouseCoopers finds the majority of companies in the S&P 500 do have at least one woman on their boards, but just a quarter have two or more. If Brown signs the bill, California would be the first state with such a requirement.
Senator Dick Durbin tells Fox News Sunday the White House is exerting executive privilege over a significant portion of documents related to Judge Kavanaugh's nomination.
If we're lucky, we will see 6% of all of the documents that have been produced or could be produced to reflect on Kavanaugh's true position on issues. He is saying, and the White House is saying, the American people have no right to know.
Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News Sunday he believes Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh will be confirmed if he does well in this week's upcoming hearings before the Senate. Crazy Rich Asians isn't slowing down at the box office even in its third weekend in theaters, and it's helping to send a strong summer movie-going season off on a high note. The romantic comedy has topped the domestic charts once again. Warner Brothers estimates the film added an additional $22.2 million through Sunday, down only 10% from last weekend. For USA